School lunch is often synonymous with loud noise. Studies have shown the decibel level in some cafeterias is as high as a lawnmower. Every so often, though, students at Alice Terry Elementary School, southwest of Denver, are asked not to make any noise. Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundine asked some students what they thought about when they weren't talking.
When the music teacher told students here they'd occasionally have a silent lunch break, this was kindergartner Alyssa Norquette's reaction.
Why do we need a silent lunch? Is it because we're too loud or something?
That is the reason there's a growing movement nationally to have silent lunches. But that's not music teacher Ami Hall's reason. She knew students here didn't have a lot of exposure to live instruments. So she started asking musicians to come in at lunch.
When you give the kids a chance to hear something that is outside of their range, it allows them to be curious. And if they're curious, they're better learners in every subject.
Students soon were hearing a shiny gold saxophone played by Harold Rapp, a local musician. The students were entranced, and as Hall had theorized, being quiet at lunch allowed them to think about what they were hearing. Here's second grader Edson Jimenez.
It calms me down, and it makes my heart beat slow instead of fast.
Rapp strolls up and down the cafeteria rows, delighting the students. Here's kindergartner Megan Olson.
When I first saw him, he looked so handsome.
When saxophonist Harold Rapp kicks it up a notch, first grader Alan Vasquez reacts.
When the music came on, I just wanted to dance.
And the upbeat music made other kids want to play their own instruments.
I want to play a big, big, fancy piano.
I want to play drums, saxophones.
I wanted to play the guitar that looks so pretty with sparkles on it.
As Rapp plays an ascending scale, all the little hands in Alice Terry Elementary rise higher and higher, high above the crumbs on their plates. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.